I think that young men and young women like not only the common things between themselves, but also the differences between each other. And, you know, she's Jewish and I am Arab. She's white with red hair, and I am with the black hair. So maybe this was a kind of attractive thing for each other. I was born in Kfar Yassif village in 1959, and I also grew up there. We have a tradition in the village that every Thursday we have a common market. People from all around the area, and even from the West Bank and the Gaza Strip, come here to sell their goods. My village is mixed religion. I mean Muslim and Christians and Druze. The Arab family is not like the Western family. When I say family in Arabic, it doesn't mean only my parents and the sisters and the brothers. Only we have a large family of 1,000 or even 2,000 members.
I met Farouk 5 years ago. I remember that the first week we've been together was a very difficult week for me because I had to make a decision, and it had a conflict with my education. I was brought up as a Jew, and I was taught directly and indirectly that Arabs are bad and they are dirty and they are, you can trust them and they are my enemy and so on and so forth. And I really had no near relation with an Arab. So although I liked Farouk very much from the beginning, something from my very far background, just I felt it as though I must take care of myself. I know it's sort of a psychological fear, because I really had nothing to be afraid of him more than anyone else. But everything I knew about Arabs was connected to evil and to bad. And I had to make this decision, and in order to fulfill myself and to find out what is a real Arab for me. Not just to talk about it, but really doing something about it. And when we started to live together, I really felt that this is the way to accomplish my target. I was joining a demonstration with a friend of mine, a demonstration which is called Lenday. We went to a village called Taibe to protest against what the government of Israel is doing to Arabs, and Farouk was on the same bus. First of all, I liked him very much, and secondly, it fitted my feeling at that time because I was getting heavily involved in politics, and I found myself only having connection with Jews. Farouk came into my life at this moment, and it was the perfect moment to start a relationship.
Come on!
Then they started as a small demonstration by Arabs in 1976. They wanted the government of Israel to give them permission to go back to their homelands. This protest turned into a very bloody demonstration. The policemen were acting very aggressively, and if I'm not mistaken, one or two demonstrators were killed. Since that time, it has become a larger demonstration against the policy of Israel. This year, violence broke out again, and the relationship between Israeli Arabs and the police is getting as bad as the conflict between the army and the Arabs in the occupied territory. My parents came to Israel from Poland. They believed in coming to the land of Jews and building their home and having their family live here. The rest of the families were murdered by Hitler. I know that my father changed his political view during 48, and he became extremely communist. I know that he suffered because of his political view. My brother, he was a pacifist. He joined the army because I suppose he just couldn't resist the responsibility of taking part of saving his country. And he was killed in a place called Khan Arnabi with another 11 soldiers. And it was quite near the end of the war. It was terrible, it was a hard shock for all of us. First of all, because he was a man who wanted peace. It hurts when everyone dies, but such a person, it hurts, I think, most. I think it's quite childish to hate Arabs because of my brother being killed. I don't think that Arabs are to be blamed because of the war. I think that government should be blamed because of wars. Not people who are being recruited to the army and just obeying what they are told to be done. I was brought up with the idea that at the age of 18, I'm joining the army and I'm going to serve for 2 years as part of my obligation to the State of Israel. I was very happy to do that. I can't say it was the happiest day of my life because I had lots of difficulties in the first few days. I even cried for a whole 2 days because it's really a new world and a very tough world. But as far as I remember, I couldn't think of myself not joining the army. It was part of my life to do that. I reject lots of things that are happening in my country. I don't like the way we are handling the problems in the occupied territories, and I don't like the way people are threatened.
Every person, Jewish or Arab, has to carry the identification card in his pocket. The Jews, now they care less for this law. But Arabs, if he hasn't identification card in his pocket, he could spend 48 hours in the jail. Just like that, without any court, without anything. I'm not shy that I am Arab, but you know, it's more comfortable to live your daily life. Not every day, every hour, a soldier or policeman asking you identification card like as you were a terrorist or something like that. You are a suspicious person. Today, if somebody asks me how I consider myself, I would say that I am a Palestinian Arab person who live in Israel. And if he will ask me, are you Muslim? I would say yes, and probably I would say Alhamdulillah. I'm not anti-Islam or anti-religion, but I am also not religious. But I believe in God and in Muhammad as a prophet. And I like the idea that all the religions, we can consider them as movement for reforms.
After the 67 war, became a very large city, and it includes itself lots of Arab villages. We have the traditional division of West Jerusalem and East Jerusalem. The Intifada is a way of protest by the Palestinians against the army of Israel. It began in December 1987. The Intifada is getting stronger, not weaker. One of the ways the Arabs protest is to randomly close their shops. Then everyone simply disappears out of the old city. Israelis are afraid to go there. Everything is quiet and very tense. It's an abnormal way of life. I can walk in the old city and see the empty road, and 5 minutes later I'm in the middle of West Jerusalem and everything is very normal. Social worker, but the big difference is that I'm not sitting in an office and waiting for people to come to me. I'm going out and I am searching for the people who need me. There are juveniles that have problems with the police or with parents within the house, with school, everything really. Working with prostitutes is quite the same, but it's quite different. It's the same because of the need of help and the problems they have. You see, a woman does not become a prostitute just like that. She has to go through lots of suffer to work in such work in order to earn money. And there is always the problem of drugs. I meet the prostitutes the same way as I meet juveniles, and I just found them in the neighborhood. One night I walk through a main road and I saw them there. And we decided at work to try to communicate with them. So I started to go there at the place where they are working at night and trying to emphasize that I will be always happy to talk to them.
I used to work in East Jerusalem as a teacher, so almost every day I had to go there. I taught Hebrew to Arab students. Since Intifada, it has become more complicated because students don't want to learn Hebrew. The Arab soldiers of the Intifada are the students. They fight the Israelis, but mostly with the slings and the stones. They don't have guns and tanks. My feeling is that if the students don't know how to speak Hebrew, the language of their enemy, they will not know their rights. I like the Hebrew language as much as I like the Arabic language. I think they are two beautiful languages. Education since Intifada is in a very bad state because all the universities, all the schools and colleges in the West Bank and Gaza Strip have been closed for long periods by the Israeli authorities. We feel sad because of that. I studied in an elementary and secondary school, and when I finished high school, I joined the University of Jerusalem. I studied history and Arabic literature. Actually, my family wanted me to study law, but I wanted to be an actor or radio announcer. I dreamed all the times of these jobs. Recently, I was accepted to work in the radio. I worked as a link announcer.
أما الآن فنستمع إلى أغنية عذاب الليل لوليد بديع خليل.
I wasn't very happy before I met Farouk to bring boys to my mother because she started nagging me, well, when you're getting married and so on and so forth. But this time I've decided that she should know about it and all my family should know about it. And it was sort of telling them, that's me, that's the way I think. And I wanted to know the response. I've decided that I'm not going to hide my relations with Farouk because of his being an Arab. My mother was a little bit shocked at first, but when she met Farouk, she became to like him very much. And with her, there was no problem. After 2 months of us being together, she started nagging me and him to have a child. So it was as simple as that. In Farouk's family, the troubles are deeper and wider because they have more troubles to accept the idea of the son living with the Jew. And the moment they understood that our relations are quite serious, they quite ignored me, and they are ignoring me till today. I think, as Farouk tells me, the main problem is with his father. He is the main force in the house, kind of a ruler, what to do, what not to do.
My parents, especially my father, think that she didn't behave very well. He doesn't like her. He said that she should behave nicely to the people of the village. Well, actually, Eti doesn't like to behave nice to people. I mean, if she saw something wrong, she would say that without any diplomatic way.
I believe that if Farouk's father would like me more, then I could come to visit the family much more, and our house in Jerusalem and their house in Kfar Yassif would be open. But until now, I've been there only 3 times. And I think it's quite sad.
They still don't like it. They prefer me to get married of Muslim or Arab girl, or even a Christian girl, but not a Jewish.
طلعت لعندها لقيت عم تمسح
ما شفتوش
انا شفت
لاني انت ما
تصير
There are 2 kinds of Jewish population, which is called Ashkenazim and Sephardim. Ashkenazim, the meaning is people are coming from Central Europe and Russia, and Sephardim basically is the meaning is people are coming from Spain. 30 years ago, it was not permitted to be married, and people didn't like it. It's like they both were traitors. But nowadays, it's very natural that young couples from both sides are getting married. It is more like being traitors nowadays when an Arab lives with a Jew.
It wasn't Eti who told me about her boyfriend, it was my mother, and she told me on the phone, and I was shocked. To say the truth, I was really shocked. Not because I'm, you know, I don't like Arabs, or I'm broad-minded, I'm liberal in my opinions and all that, but it was a shock because I think it's 2 different worlds. It's one thing to be friends with somebody and even to live together, I mean, Arabs and Jews as nations, but it's a different thing when you have to get married or you know, with an Arab, because I think the mentality is very different. I can tell you more that even the mentality between the Jews, you know, the Ashkenaz and the Sfaradim, you know, we have, is also different. I think I wouldn't love even my children to marry not Ashkenazi, because it's 2 different worlds, you know. They have their mentality, they have their way of living. But after some time, you know, after I got over the shock and I began to know Farouk, I thought that he was a very nice person. I only hope for them that it won't be difficult for them, you know, because, you know, our way of life here is very cruel, and people don't like the idea of an Arab and a Jewish living together and vice versa.
אילו סיפק צרכנו במדבר 40 שנה ולא הכילנו את המן, דיינו.
אילו אכילנו את המן ולא נתן לנו את השבת.
דיינו.
אילו נתן לנו את השבת ולא קרבנו לפני הר סיני.
דיינו.
אילו קרבנו לפני הר סיני ולא נתן לנו את התורה.
דיינו.
אילו נתן לנו את התורה ולא הכניסנו לארץ ישראל.
דיינו.
אילו הכניסנו לארץ ישראל ולא בנערנו את המקדש.
דיינו. די דיינו ודי דיינו ודי דיינו. דיינו. דיינו.
I'm not so clever. I don't know what will happen. But I'm scared. I'm scared of the situation as it is now. And I'm very unhappy with the situation. Not only because I'm afraid for the Arabs, which I really, I don't like what it's done to them. I'm afraid also for our people. I mean, and I'm not talking about, you know, those slogans that they want to throw us to the sea, you know, and all those things. I'm talking about what's happening, for example, to our soldiers, those 18-year-old soldiers who are beating, and they are beating now Arabs, but eventually they'll beat me, they'll beat anyone who's not, you know. Tomorrow somebody will tell him, you see this girl, this woman, she likes Arabs, so you have to beat her. That's what I'm afraid of. They take young people and they corrupt them. I think it's a certain way of corruption.
About living together and not going on destroying each other, we have to think about peace and not about occupation. We have to think about a way to live together and not a way to fight. This is something based on the basic mentality of being an Israeli, because we are used to fight, we are used to save ourselves by fighting.
To tell the truth, I don't face many problems with it. You know, because we are not married yet, and we don't have children. So most of the people will think they will leave each other.
My relation with Farouk is a very normal relation from the point of view of a relation between couple. We don't have any problems because of the war here in Israel between the Palestinians and Israel. We know that we quite agree about main things, and we don't talk about it very much because we have to deal with our own problems, our very personal problems, like salary and going shopping and very normal problems. I feel that sometimes Farouk is even more Jewish than I am. Sometimes I can identify myself with the Palestinians more than he does.
شكرا حبيبي تسلمي
many religious groups living in Jerusalem and in Israel too. In Jerusalem you can find this small group of very extremely religious people, and they call themselves anti-Zionists too. they live in a certain place that is called Mea Shearim. They don't see themselves as belonging to Israel, not at all. They strongly resist the government of Israel. They do not vote, they do not pay taxes. They really have their own very closed life with no connection with what's going outside. We were told that they try to make connection with the PLO in order to make some connection against the existence of the State of Israel. But as far as I know, the police do not treat them the way Arabs are treated. Within Judaism, you see lots of different believers. You can see it on the way they are dressing, the difference in hats or in socks or in shoes or in coats. All these differences show that they are coming from a certain, what we call, rabbi cult. And there is no big difference between believing in God, of course, all Jews are believing in one God and in the Bible, but the way they are worshipping God is a little bit different. Neighborhood called Pat. We have a very modest apartment. This neighborhood was built after the Six Days War, and I'm afraid that some of the buildings there were built on Arabic lands. So you may say that I am living on occupied land too.
I like the life in Jerusalem and the life in the city. And I used to go back to the village for picking olives. I have a house there, I have land there, I have a family and friends there.
Farouk and I can't get married because Farouk is a Muslim and I am a Jewish. And according to the Jewish law, you can get married here only by the permission of a rabbi, and they won't accept Farouk. In order to become a Muslim, I just have to say a certain words, certain times, and that's all. And so in order to become a Jew, you have to get through a very, very complicated process. But Farouk and I decided that neither of us are going to change our religions.
According to the Jewish religion, the sons belong to their mother. Problem here that probably my sons will go and serve in the army because they will be considered, according to the Israeli law, as Jews.
The problem is having children or not, because I know that I've been taking some risk while I was deciding to live with an Arab. It's quite frightening. I read in the newspaper that mixed couples were hurt and apartments were burned and Arabs were beaten and so on. So it's quite frightening. If we'll have a child, which I want very much, I'll have a very difficult job to prepare him to a very difficult life within Israel, because I'm sure whenever you say the name of my father is Farouk and my surname is Safiye, no one is going to like it.
Yes.
there are fascist elements in Israel. They look for the mixed couples and they try to make problems for them, and even sometimes they kidnap the children.
I think Meir Kahana was a lunatic. He hated Arabs. He thought that we should all live under the law of God. He held many demonstrations, and his followers continue to hold racist meetings and attack Arabs. I think that this man was killed by his own ideology. He was preaching for killing. He was very happy when Arabs were killed. And once you are preaching for such a way of ways of dealing with the political situation, you are in a danger that it will be like a boomerang and it will hit you too. The followers are working, and they are working worse. They are doing terrible things. After Kahana's murder, there were two Arabs who were murdered in the occupied territories, two old people, a woman and a man. And I'm sure they had no connection with the murder or with Intifada, just because of the Arabs. Women in Black is a protesting movement, including only women. They are meeting once a week in order to protest against the occupation.
One of the things which is for me important in this protest is that it gives a sense of continuity, which no other movement with the same views has. We don't demonstrate especially for any event. We come here one time in a week, Friday, from 1 to 2 o'clock, and people can spontaneously join under the condition that they wear black. And that's an achievement for public opinion, because I think, because the left is very small in Israel, many times there was the idea of a group of people coming together only from time to time, and here the fire keeps burning all the time.
From Chicago.
Okay.
Admire what you're doing. Thank you. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine.
I'm from Chicago.
It's nice to meet you.
אני הייתי ותיקה מ-20 שנות, אני יודעת מה קרה. ברוך השם, את נמצאת פה ניצל קודות למיל ערבים.
כן.
ערבים הצילו אותך.
כן.
מה את מדבר?
Well, as a result of the Intifada, I lost now my jobs in Jerusalem, both in the school and in the radio. So it becomes some problems between me and the AT. I cannot live there without the job. So I asked her if she wanted to come to live here in the village. She refused.
بعدين قوايا بتنازلوا لبعض
Especially when they're the season of picking olives, all the family joined us and we go to the field. It's hard work, but it's also lovely job because you work in your field, in your land. You work for yourself. The olives are very symbolic in the Arabic culture. It's very important for Arabs to have fields of olives trees because it's written in the Quran and in the Bible also about the olives tree. That it's very holy tree. And when you work in the land, you feel that you belong to something. In the countryside, you feel the homeland, and you feel your country, and it means a lot for me.
Attacked, and it happened about 3 months ago. I saw a young man picking up two big stones and waiting for some car or some Arab to pass through. And I saw some of my neighbors throwing stones to the village. And I went to one of my neighbors and I said, please stop it, because you know we have children here, we have cars here, don't hurt us. And his wife, she just attacked me suddenly, and she started to hit me. And fortunately, other neighbors stopped her. But I couldn't get, and the thing was that about 15 other people just surrounded me, and they started shouting at me, you whore, get out of our neighborhood, you're living with an Arab. And I was shocked and I didn't know exactly what to do. I was just standing there, you know. I thought I even smiled because I really didn't know what to do. There was no use of answering them or trying to calm them down, nothing. I was just standing there. And then someone took me to his house and I sat there for half an hour. I went back home and then I lit my first cigarette for 3 years.
AT and I don't have a different point of view politically. In principle, we are leftist. Probably indirectly, there was influence by the political events on our relationships. But I cannot say that it was the reason. The main reason is that I lost my job. And I cannot live without work, without any job. It's very hard, especially in a foreign town. I mean, among people who doesn't belong to you, or you don't belong to them. Here, among my family, even if I'll not work for years, they will say nothing. Okay, I will not feel very comfortable with that. But they will not blame me every morning and every night. Now there are many difficulties to sell the oil, especially after the Gulf crisis. Jordan closed the borders for the Palestinian fruits and the vegetables and every agriculture stuff. So the price of the oil will be down.
I still want children from him. Again, what's happening around doesn't influence my decision. The question is more personal now, whether we're going to be together or not. But if we're going to have a child, if I am going to have a child, I want this child to be from Farouk. That's for sure.
Many people like some things, but not everyone who likes something can achieve it. I don't think that we will renew our relations. I mean, we can stay as friends, but not as a couple. I don't think that I will have new relationships with a Jewish woman because of the political atmosphere here in Israel.
First of all, I've gained meeting a very nice man. And, well, we all have our, you know, bad sides. But you're quite nice.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
But being seriously, I think that I've gained my... Showing that my way of thinking is possible. And this is very important for me. Meaning that you can live together, and if you're patient enough and you are you have a wide, open mind, you can accept people just because they are people. And I know that I'm not afraid of being with Arabs anymore, and I will never be, I suppose. And I hope I will never be afraid of being with other strange people just because of this experience.
I don't consider our relationships that it failed in principle. Because we had a common life. We lived together for 5 years, and it's not nothing. It's some big thing. And at least we succeed to improve that we can live together, even that we have a different religion, we have a different language, we have different nation, one from each other, you see, even different society. I am from a village, she's from a town, yeah? There is a place for common life, for living together.
All I wanted is to have a man who is going to be with me. I hoped for the rest of our lives, and I wanted us to have children and home, and I think it's very, very simple and very, very selfish, and it's nothing to do with big fighting against society. You can explain it in this way if you want to make us heroes, but I don't think that we are heroes. We are quite two very simple people, and we want to achieve better life, that's all. And I'm not going to lead no revolution against this government or against this state. I thought that the best way of making my revolution, my own one, is by being very selfish and doing exactly what I want to do without without taking care about what people are going to say about me or what the religious people are thinking about it and so on and so forth. I just wanted to do what I want to do without harming anyone, just to achieve, to fulfill my willing. And that's it. And I think it's very simple and very selfish, but that's life.